This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at chrisducker.com/Rainmaker.
This is Youpreneur FM, the official podcast of the Youpreneur Mastermind Community. A place where no entrepreneur gets left behind in their pursuit of building a business they can be proud of.
And now,
here's your host, serial entrepreneur and best-selling author, Chris Ducker.
Well, hello, and welcome to episode number 135 of Youpreneur FM. Thank you so much for tuning in, as always. And I often say that, there's a lot of really good business podcasts out there that you could be tuning into. But the fact that you're tuning into mine right now makes me a happy chappy. That is an understatement, to say the least. Today, we're going to be deep diving into the pre-launch strategy that I used to launch my first ever membership community, Youpreneur.com. Going on from last week's solo show, episode 133, where I gave you lots of reasons why you should even consider putting together a membership site as part of your sort of income strategy as an online entrepreneur today. Like I promised, delving into that pre-launch strategy and showing you exactly what I did to be able to get a foot up on that ladder before I even launched to my main email list. Before we do that, however, just want to read out a couple of quick reviews that have come through. The first one is from Nicholas over in the USA. He says, I follow Chris Ducker for a while now, and I've also had the pleasure of interacting with him and his beautiful family at several events. And I can attest to the fact that in his podcast, Chris allows his true self to shine through with a great mixture of confidence and humility. I also like the rebranding Chris has made recently into Youpreneur FM and joining the Rainmaker podcast network. Judging by the first few episodes after this transition, it seems as Chris is doubling down on his commitment, and I'll certainly stay tuned for more. Thank you, Nicholas, for such great words. I really appreciate it. And second one today from Kimberly, also over in the US. She says, I really appreciate how Chris Ducker provides helpful business information for all levels of business owners. His content is so actionable that I actually joined his Youpreneur Mastermind community as a result. He really wants all entrepreneurs and youpreneurs to succeed. You're absolutely right, my dear Kimberly. I do indeed. So thank you for joining the community. For everybody else out there, if you have not done so already, please do hop over to youpreneur.com for all of the scoop. I know that you're going to enjoy what you see over there on that info page. And if you decide to go ahead and sign up and become a member, I look forward to welcoming you with open arms inside the community. So with all that being said, let's get stuck into today's content. So let's talk about why you want to consider doing a pre-launch of your next product, your next service, or maybe your next membership site. Now, I'm going to say this strategy that I'm giving you right now is something that I put in place, obviously, for Youpreneur, which is a membership community. But you could do exactly the same thing with a product, exactly the same thing with a service, or anything else that you're launching online. So keep that in mind. So let's talk about why we want to consider it in the first place. First and foremost, obviously, it helps create buzz, right? It's a good thing to talk about whatever it is you've got coming up in the near future. It gets people excited, gets them turned on, get them ready to take action. It creates buzz. Secondly, it validates your idea in the first place. Now, I'd like to think that you're pretty savvy people anyway. I mean, you're tuning into my podcast, you know what I mean? But I'd like to think you're pretty savvy anyway, so at least you've gone through some kind of validation process at some point. Maybe you've done a survey, maybe you've just talked to your top clients or whatever the case may be. But bottom line is, going through a pre-launch obviously then allows you to validate that idea for that product or that service even further, and you can't put a dollar amount on that. The third thing is that it allows you to work out the kinks. Okay, it allows you to work out the kinks, and I'll go into that a little bit more in a minute. Then it also helps you create early adopters. Every single product, whether it be an online course, a book, a video course, an event, I mean, like every single thing that you launch on the internet will do much, much better much better if you have early adopters helping you promote and talk about it. So that's the other reason why you want to consider a pre-launch. And lastly, it allows you to make money at the same time as doing all of the things that I've just mentioned. So creating buzz, validating your idea, working out the kinks in regards to the launch, creating a group of early adopters. It allows you to do all those things and make money at the same time because you're going to be selling throughout the course of the pre-launch as well. So now what I'm going to do in literally 3 or 4 minutes, I'm going to show you or tell you about exactly how I pre-launched youpreneur.com. Okay. And it actually all started out. I was like, you know what? What am I going to do? Am I going to go ahead and just sort of launch this kind of Jeff Walker product launch formula style, a few training videos, get people to opt in, hit them up with the email funnel thing. Let's open up the cart now and blah, 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 blah. And there's nothing wrong with that process because it works. It truly does. And Jeff is a bloody genius, right? But the fact of the matter is that I didn't want to do what I've seen so many other people do over the last couple of years. I want to do something a little bit different. And knowing that Youpreneur as a membership mastermind community was not going to have its doors closed and then reopened again at some point. The doors were going to be very, very much remaining open for people to join whenever they wanted. I knew that the whole kind of product launch formula strategy probably wasn't going to work anyway, quite frankly. So what I decided to do, as I had become an early adopter myself of Periscope, I decided I was going to go ahead and use Twitter's live streaming app to ultimately pre-launch youpreneur.com. And what I did, and I'd been on Periscope for about 2 months or so at this point, pretty much, not every day, but I'd say probably about an average of 4 times a week, providing content, answering questions, providing, you know, solutions to people's problems. You know I'm all about this stuff. If you listen to any more than 10 shows, you know I talk about this stuff all the time. And there's a reason why I mention it over and over again is because it works. It's what we're supposed to be bloody doing, right? So what I did is I decided about a month or so before we were going to launch, or we were scheduled to launch, and we launched September 1. I must say, we launched on time as well. I didn't think that was going to happen at one point. I thought we were going to be a little bit late, but we pulled all the stops out and we decided to go ahead and launch on September 1, thanks to lots of work from everybody on my team. But what I did around about a month or so prior to launch, I basically wrote down on a little kind of flashcard the URL. And it was a URL that I was not mentioning anywhere else. I was not tweeting it out. I was not mentioning it on Facebook or in emails or on blog posts or anything like that. And that URL was only being given out on live Periscope sessions. Okay. And the call to action was very simply, as I was going through my content and I'm providing value for free on Periscope, which I continue to do to this day. I love the platform. I think it's great. What I was doing, basically my call to action was, hey, if you like today's content, if I solved any problem for you, if I answered any question for you in some way, shape or form, I'd love for you to head over to youpreneur.com and get on the VIP launch list. This is a list that's being put together just for people that want to be in a position to have early access to the mastermind community that I'm going to be launching very, very soon. And that was it. That was the pitch. But it was a pitch I was giving out on average, like I said, 4 times a week for about a month prior to launch on September 1. Now, it wasn't a hardcore pitch. I wasn't sort of forcing it down people's throats. But because it was regular and because I had a regular audience tuning into my Periscope broadcasts, I knew that if they didn't sign up the first time they heard me mention it, the chances were that they were probably going to sign up maybe on the second or the third time, maybe the fourth or the fifth time. It didn't matter. But by the time we were ready to launch on August 31, we stopped mentioning that URL and we went ahead and counted up exactly how many subscribers we'd had to that list. A list, again, that I'd only mentioned live on Periscope broadcasts as part of our pre-launch strategy. And we had 513 people had opted into that list. This is a brand new community, a brand new list. It was had nothing to do with my normal mailing lists, right? So what we did is we emailed everybody about 3 days prior to that launch, okay? So we had to add a few more people into the funnel prior to the actual launch, but we emailed everybody 3 days before saying, Youpreneur is on literally around the corner from launching. Click here if you want early access. Now, what this did, it didn't create any different lists or anything like that, but it tagged them as someone who was what we were classing as a hot prospect, okay? So it tagged them saying not only did they get onto the VIP launch list via Periscope in the first place, but they also then decided to click on a link within an email that we sent to them. Some of them had not heard from us for 3 weeks, you know, after signing up, but they had clicked on that link and they had said, yes, I want in, I'm interested. Now, out of the 500 or so people that were on the list, we had over 200 people click that link. And out of the 500 people that were on the list, we had around 300, for what we could gauge, actually turn up to another live broadcast on Periscope celebrating the launch of youpreneur.com. And this was something that was emailed out to that list as well. We're going to be live on Periscope. We're going to be giving you a live virtual tour of the Youpreneur Mastermind Community dashboard, show you exactly what's inside it. Now, obviously, I understand we probably had a certain amount of people jumping on Periscope just as part of the regular broadcasting, but I would say I would be very comfortable saying a good 80% of the people that were on there, because we had well over 300 people on for over an hour. A good number of those people came because they were on that list. And by the end of that launch hour, this is the tail end of this pre-launch strategy. By the end of that hour, we had exactly 83 people sign up to become members of youpreneur.com. So it went from no list at all to 500 plus people on that list in less than 4 weeks, or around about 4 weeks, to 200 or plus of those people saying they wanted to get early access, and then 83 of those people saying that they wanted to go ahead and they actually then signed up to the membership itself. So if anybody ever tells you, first and foremost, that Periscope is a waste of time and you can't make money on Periscope, they're talking bullshit. Okay, you can totally make money on Periscope. You just got to figure out the way to go around it. And I should say also, prior to even mentioning Youpreneur on Periscope, I was already making thousands and thousands of dollars on it, talking about Tropical Think Tank, which is my annual mastermind retreat that I run here in the Philippines every year. And the ticket price to that is $4,200. And we sold at least 5 or 6 tickets from Periscope broadcasts. So it just depends on what you're offering, the value that you're giving, the content that you're creating and sharing. You can genuinely use an app like Periscope. Maybe it's Meerkat, maybe it's Blab, one of these live streaming apps. It doesn't matter. You can totally use these platforms to help you pre-launch an actual membership site, a product, a service, whatever it is. And I should say in closing here, 1 week after we did that pre-launch, we did the actual launch to my main list. And at that point, the beautiful thing was everybody that joined as part of my main mailing list, we had another 300 and something odd people join within that launch week, that main launch week. So now we're now over 400 members. But what I'm getting at here, guys, is that when everybody else had joined, they had 83 people in there already. The forums were already populated. They were already being used in terms of posts being published and feedback being given and ideas being discussed and all that sort of stuff. It was huge because people weren't going into a cold community where there wasn't a lot of content. That was already populated and it already looked fantastic. So that was my pre-launch strategy for launching youpreneur.com. I'm actually going to be discussing this in a lot more detail live on stage next year as part of Social Media Marketing World, where I've been invited to speak on the subject of pre-launching and launching products, services, and membership communities via live streaming apps like Periscope. And I can't wait to present that session. It's going to be great. But I would love to know what you think about this idea. Drop me a tweet at Chris Ducker. Okay, let me know what you think. I'd love to be able to get your feedback on it. And if you're not already inside a Youpreneur, what are you waiting for? Do you want some friends that get you and what you're all about? Do you want to hang out with people that are like-minded entrepreneurs that are ready to rock and roll and crush it every single day? Because if you do, you don't have to look no further. You just have to go to youpreneur.com. I look forward to seeing you guys on the inside, and wait for it. This coming Friday, the queen of social media herself is back on the show. She was our first ever guest 135 episodes ago. And in episode number 136 coming up this coming Friday, the one and only Amy Porterfield is going to be in the house to tell you exactly how you can get started with really crushing the side of everybody's online business that they should be focusing on, and that's building your email list by using great content marketing, fantastic solutions, and paid advertising to put all of your list building on steroids. It's a great show. I know you're going to love it. Coming up this Friday. Until then, take good care, be kind to each other, and I'll be back at you again real soon. Bye for now.
If the idea of an entrepreneurial community where you get to learn from the best in the business, as well as rub shoulders, gain support, have access to immediate feedback, as well as nonstop accountability from your peers, is something that excites you, then visit youpreneur.com for more information and to get started on building a business you can truly be proud of today. That's youpreneur.com. We'll see you on the inside.